The greatest gift. Been a little series we've been in over the last several weeks. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift. The Bible says, say it with me if you know it. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. One more time. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. That's Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate here at Christmas. So the birth of Christ, the greatest story ever told. You'll never hear. Oh, did you hear what I heard? Hey, listen, it's nothing compared to this. Do you hear me? Not trying to put your stories down that you got, but I'm going to tell you something. Greatest story is that God would love sinful man. He would show us so much that we matter, that we have so much value to him, that he would give his only begotten son to die a horrible death, raise him from the dead so that we could be saved. That is the greatest story. Nothing can compare. I mean, I love the Vikings, okay? I love the Minnesota Vikings. They play tonight at 8:30. Say lots of prayers for them, okay? I'm all about that. However, as much as I love ball, doesn't matter. Are you kidding me? As much as great as I had, seeing this building built debt-free for the glory of, are you kidding me? Our stories are pitiful. Pitiful compared to the greatest story ever told. Amen? Y'all listening today? The greatest story. Let's talk a little bit about it today. Listen, this is a story that's worth telling. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Is that what Jesus said? That's what Jesus said. Why? He's not telling us something crazy. He's not telling some little mamby-pamby story. He's telling us to go tell the story how dead men can live again, man. This is the craziest thing ever. So go tell it. Say that with me. Go what? One more time. Go what? Let's talk about it this morning. Real quick. It's not going to be real long, depending on how Roger can move back there. Are you ready, Raj? Has nothing to do with you, does it, buddy? He gets all the blame. Here we go. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and unto all the uttermost parts of the earth. Wow. He's commissioned us to go tell it. The greatest story ever. Man, we'll talk about ball. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about our family. Let me show you some pictures. We'll talk about everything. Friend, listen. Tell the story of Jesus. Y'all listening with me? Yes or no? Tell the story of Christ. Share Jesus with people. It's a myth. It's a lie. Oh, they're not going to listen. Oh, they're going to hate me. It's a lie. Satan has lied to you. Okay? Unless you're an arrogant person or you're going to put somebody down. See, that's on you. That ain't on the story. If you're kind and you're loving and you care for people and you share Christ with people, people will receive you and they will receive the story. This thing just keeps growing called Christianity. Have you noticed? Yes or no? Say, come on, around the world. Come on. So this is the greatest story. We need to tell the devil he's a liar, and I'm going to share the story of Christ because I have received power from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit, the living God, that can help me share this story. And it's not just for preachers. You're a preacher. You can do it. Listen, come on. I'm from Rockingham. Don't ever forget that. Come on. Don't put me up here. I'm not up here. I'm just like you. If I can do it, you can do it. Amen? Say that with me. If I can do it, you can do it. Sure you can. Share the story. It's not very hard for me to tell something that happened to me. I know I'm a Christian because I was there when it happened. Y'all listening or not? Some people's got grandma's religion. How about you? Do you know if you die today, you'd go to heaven? Do you know that you're saved because you was there when it happened? Can you do like Bob years later, come back and say, I was led to Christ by your father-in-law, Pastor Metz, many, many years ago, even though he's in heaven? I'm here as a living testimony to say, somebody told me that story and changed my life, changed my world. Isn't that the greatest story ever? Say, amen. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on. That's what we're talking about. Let's talk about it. Let's talk. Let's look at it. So there's no angels anymore to tell the good news. If you heard an angel lately telling the gospel, you're just like, it ain't happening. You listening? No. It happened then. No star. Did you see the star? It stayed up there and been up there and stayed up and during the day it was shining. Guys, it ain't. No star to lead the way anymore. That's on you and me now. Come on. No baby. No, uh-uh. Baby's grown. Okay? Nobody. There's no body of Jesus. You can go. They want the shroud of Turin. We're always looking for some. Oh, if I can just find me some. Listen, without faith, it's impossible to please him. You must believe that he is. That's what the Bible says. Listen, he's at the right hand, Jesus, making intercession for us. No body. He's now with the Father praying for you and me. Amen. Y'all listening? This is on us now. This is on us now. This is my responsibility now. And it's your responsibility. We are now the what? Say it loud if you don't mind. We are now the what? That's us. That's us. You are, I am, the body of Jesus. On this earth, they're the Jesus. If they're going to see Jesus, they're going to see him in us. Amen? Yes or no? Come on. This is the greatest story ever. So we're the body of Christ. The Bible says, I beseech you now, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, by the way. Keep looking. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace that's given unto me to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more what? That's the problem with so many of us Christians. We think we get saved and we think a little bit more of ourselves than we ought to think. Instead of realizing it's the greatest story I need to be thinking about, it's Jesus I need to be thinking about. Keep ourselves what? Humble, humble. People can't stand arrogant Christians. Did you know that? Yes or no? I just love them. I want a bunch of them over at my house this evening. Are you kidding me? It is the biggest turnoff. People that are full of themselves, people that look down on other people, look down their nose, have an air about them. Y'all listening or not? Say. Right out of the gate, we're the body of Christ. We're not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Quit thinking like a drunk man and thinking you full of yourself. You just drunk. That's what it says. Don't think like that, but to think what? We get full of ourselves and we walk around like we've been smoking something. That's the way God looks at us. He's like, look at that. Can you imagine him going, look at that? Thinks he's God. It's crazy. Don't do that. According as God has dealt every man the measure of what? Faith. Sure. Keep looking. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. We're not all the same. That's a good thing, isn't it? Okay, we don't need a bunch of fingers and just everybody a finger and everybody a hand. We need the full body here of Christ. Amen? So we being many, we're one body in who? Say it with, we're one body in who? Christ. And everyone members one of another. Don't forget that. This is the greatest story. We're his body. This is on us now to go into this world and share this message. The Bible says, be kindly what? Affectioned one to another with what? Brotherly love. This is how we're going to communicate this story. Go tell it. Do it with affection. Be kind to one another. A brother saw me this morning, and I love praying with him. He's one of my prayer partners. But he just talks about how the Lord has blessed us with such great unity here at Fellowship Church. It should be the norm, guys. It should be normal that we're kindly affection one to another with brotherly what? Love. We shouldn't be worrying about what somebody else is doing, you know, angry at somebody. Are you kidding me? What somebody else wears or somebody looks like, what kind of Bible they got? What have we done? We jumped off a bridge or something. Come on. This is God's plan. Listen, in honor doing what? Preferring one another. I don't know about you, but when something on my body hurts, I prefer it. I don't make fun of it. I fix it. Y'all listening or not? I got a headache. I don't wrap my head up the wall. I go, oh my gosh. And I do something to help take care of my head. That's the way we're as the body of Christ. We're to prefer one another. We're to love one another. It's all about him. It's all about telling this story and sharing our faith with other people. Have I lost you this morning or not? Good. Stay with me then. Not slothful in business. Nothing worse about the story of Jesus than a Christian fella who's all about Jesus, but he's a bum. Y'all listening? You know, lazy is it? Oh, I love Jesus, but you can't get off your tail. Say, listen, not slothful in business, but doing what? Fervent in what? Serving who? The Lord. This is the greatest story ever told, but I'm going to tell you, and it's on us. But if it's on us and we the body, we got to make sure we know us is doing the right thing. Amen? Come on. We're the body of Christ. No, people won't listen to the story if we're arrogant, if we prefer ourselves above them, if we're not kind, if we're a bum. Nah, forget about it. Lazy. Nah, probably not going to listen to you. Yes or no? I wouldn't listen to you either. I don't care if you're giving me something. You know what I'm saying? Get on. Get out of the way. Get. Okay? Talking about the story today. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so is who? There's no division in Christ. There's no weakness in Christ, no lack in Christ. And so should the body of Christ be for the Lord. As we communicate this story right here in our community. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into what? One body. Whether we're Jews or Gentiles, you fill in the blank. Whether we're bond or free, we've all been made to drink into one what? Spirit. For the body is not one member, but it's what? It's many of us, guys, working together. This is on us to go and tell this incredible story, the story of Christmas. Christmas is Easter, by the way. You know that, right? Christmas ain't just a baby. Christmas is the Savior growing and going to the cross and raising from the dead. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I don't get to be the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? It's crazy talk. If the whole body were an eye, where would the ears be? How would we hear anything? If the whole were hearing, how could we smell? Amen. We need each other. Y'all listening, church? Yes or no? Amen. We're together. We're the body. This story's on us. There's no little body baby Jesus anymore. Where'd little baby Jesus go? Baby Jesus has grown. Wake up. Baby Jesus is gone. He's at the right hand of God the Father, where he ain't baby Jesus no more. He's King Jesus. Amen? So, you and I are his servants. We're his body. We tell this story. We share this story. The story that's changed our life. The story that has given us salvation. A covenant peace with God now because Jesus Christ paid the price for us. Amen? That's our story. So now you're the body of Christ and members in particular. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, say it with me, when he raised him from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. And has given him power and might and dominion in every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. He's put all things under his feet. He's given him to be the head over all things to the who? Which is his what? The fullness of him that filleth all in all. So we're just trying to make the point today. Do you understand that this is on you and me now? Yes or no? Amen? Come on. Greatest story ever. He's not giving us some little cheap story to tell. He shed his own blood. Give us salvation and freedom, everlasting life. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He didn't leave us alone. He's filled us with his Spirit. He's given us a down payment on eternal life, which is the Holy Spirit, the living God that lives inside of us, that empowers us, that walks with us, that'll never leave us, never forsake us. He's always with us. Praise the Lord. Come on. He's good for it. He's bought you already with his blood, and he's done that already. It's a deal. The title deed's already been signed. You're in, baby. Okay, if you're a believer in Christ. All right, but you still got something. You ain't there yet. There's a transition that's going to have to take place. And you're not going to necessarily like this, but you're going to have to die. Because this old earthly body is not going where we're going. Did you hear me today? This flesh, we've all sinned, this flesh, and it's getting old. And it's decaying. And young people, you're doing great. Boy, I wish I was young, because I always felt young until like recently. And now I look at young people different. I'm like, man, I wish I was him. Wish he knew what he's got. So now I've gotten old. That's how you know you're getting old, when you start looking at young people wishing you were them. Are you listening, Zach? It must have just happened like in the last 3 months. Whatever. Listen, Jesus is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He's the head of the what? Not the pastor, not your little church board, not your denomination. Jesus Christ is the head of our body. You listening to me today? Amen? Get that straight. That'll solve a lot of mess in churches. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Heard about another pastor run off recently. God help us. Are y'all hearing me? God help us. I'll tell you this right now. Englewood's my town. If anybody's leaving, you are. Did you hear me? Say. Y'all got that? Yes or no? Amen. Come on. Come on! My feet got sand in my shoes. It's a decision from God Almighty I made. This is my town. These are our folks. These people need the Lord here, guys. We have the greatest story. It's a lie that they won't listen. It's such a lie. No matter where I go, people don't look down on me. They don't look at me like I'm some great guy. They look at me like I'm just one of them. What's wrong with that? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone who believes. Is that what the Bible says? It does. We can do this. Say that. We can. If we do it the way the Bible says, people will love coming to fellowship. Because we will not think more highly of us than them. We will have affection and love towards them. Right? Isn't that what we learned already today? The story's not about us. Look at how great I am. The story's about Jesus. Look how great He is. Is that what we've been learning today? Come on, praise the Lord. I believe it'll work. But there's that flesh. There's that battle. We have to battle our flesh. We have to battle our pride. Sure we do. I struggle with that. But that's okay. It's worth battling. This is a fight worth fighting. Okay? People are worth us doing this. He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the what? See, Jesus wants to be the Lord of us. He is the Lord of us, period. That's settled in heaven. The problem is we don't think it and we don't know it. But if we're the body of Christ and we listen to Him, we keep the priority where it ought to be, we give Him the preeminence, God will multiply this story over and over and people will come to know Christ. Amen? That's how it works. That's how it works. And it's been working, by the way, pretty well for a couple of thousand years. Amen? Come on. Keep looking. So there's no angels. We're to tell the good news. Are there angels? Sure there's angels. I believe in angels. Don't understand them, but I believe in them. But we're the ones to tell the what? No angel Gabriel's coming down and going to go, you know, ain't happening. That's on us now. We're the body of Christ. No star. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You're the light of the what? World. That's on us, guys. No star. Keep looking. No manger. No little manger anymore. Put the little baby Jesus in the little manger, the stall. Put Him there. You're the manger now. I'm the manger. I have Jesus in me. He is inside of me. He's in my heart. Y'all hearing me today? I'm that stable. I'm that manger now. This story needs to be told. He's born again in me. Amen. Jesus wasn't born in a building. Jesus wasn't born. They put Him in a little old hewn out trough. They make Him actually out of stone. I've been there many times. They're not wood like we make at our little Christmas plays. They're actually carved out of rock, most likely carved out of rock, hewn out. And that's where they put the feed and stuff like that. That's where they laid little baby Jesus. Jesus wasn't born in a building. He still isn't. We've made church the whole deal. Church isn't the whole deal. Jesus is the deal. You being saved, you going to heaven, you having your sins forgiven. That's the big deal, man. Come on. Church is awesome because we're the body of Christ. And I can get up here and rant and rave like this and try to get you focused and encouraged about getting that story out, living for Him. Do the right thing. We can talk about that. And we need each other. We need each other. But the church, I mean, the story's not the building. Amen. Yes or no? And I love this place. You know why I love this place? Because it gives me a chance to give Him the preeminence. It gives me a chance to say every seat you sit in, every piece of carpet you walk on,
God gets all the credit for us doing any of this. He gives us any plant you see, any little bush, any little pavement, any little pond, like birds flew down here today. They used to not fly in rotunda at all. Birds weren't on this property. They didn't want to come to this property. Now we got that water out there, and them birds are going, I got some water, and they're coming in. Amen. Guess who gets the credit for the birds today? Jesus gets the credit. He gets credit for everything. That's why I love this place, because he gets the credit. Amen? Say. But it's not about the building. It's about us telling that story about him. Okay? There's no Mary and Joseph. It was never God's plan for Mary to be worshipped. And I'm not trying to be ugly today. It was never God's plan for Mary to be worshipped. Was that the plan? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so Mary could be worshipped? Of course not. Mary herself, if anybody said it was Mary, says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Okay? Mary's not here, guys. Mary's in heaven. She's with God. She's with my mama. Okay? His mama got to meet my mama. You understand that? Yes or no? Listen, and Joseph, as much as I love Joseph, incredible. Who would do what Joseph did and stick with it? We don't know what this man suffered through in life to have this child in that kind of culture and to do what he did. But it's not about, listen, Mary and Joseph are with Jesus now. Y'all got that, right? Yes or no? Say. The family's back together. They're all doing fine, by the way, okay? They're all doing fine, okay? And honestly, if anybody would not want us to worship them, it would be Mary and Joseph. Are y'all listening to that? I'm not trying to be ugly to anybody. But sometimes we get a little sideways on something we've been taught. That's not what the Bible says. Did y'all know that? Yes or no? Say. Not trying to put you down if that sort of goes against your grain. Guys, it's about Jesus. That's the greatest story ever told. Amen. Jesus, right there. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. So I'm not putting down you or the way you were taught or whatever. Guys, I've been putting us down this whole message. Have you been hearing about the church and about us being arrogant, about us being full? Well, hey, you had to get in on it too, okay? Come on, all right? If it ain't right, it ain't right. Yes or no? Listen, so no Mary and Joseph anymore. You and I are to carry him now. You and I are to deliver him now. We are to deliver him to this world. So we're to go tell it. Y'all got the message this morning? A little bit more. The Christmas story in a weird way. That's what we've been doing this morning. My mother-in-law's been looking at me weird. You're looking at me like you're crazy. What are you doing? By the way, this lady can cook. If you're ever hungry, go to her house. Right there. Here we go. Go tell it. Why, Pastor? Because there are still shepherds. There are still shepherds. Regular folk right here in our town who are working hard just like the shepherds. We've still got them. They're around us, guys. Listen, they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. There's still folks here, man. There's still regular folks that need to hear about Jesus. Did y'all hear me today? Regular folks. Listen, they're sore afraid. We live in a world today, our community, more than ever probably right now, people are fearful. People are fearful, especially the older age that we have here, people are fearful of dying, going to the doctor, going, what are they thinking? What's going to happen? I'm not going to be here forever. Listen, this is a field that the Lord has set before us that's white unto harvest. Amen. Come with the greatest story ever. They're still shepherds. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were what? They were sore afraid, just like people are today. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. But here's the problem. The angel's not going to tell your neighbor that. That's on you to say, fear not, for I bring you great tidings of great joy. Got it? Yes or no? They're still here with us, man. They're still shepherds. They're still hardworking folk. There's still people in our community that are hurting, that are fearful. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign. You'll find the babe wrapped in a swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And you and I get to tell the story that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of a virgin. Jesus lived a sinless life. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus loves you. You matter to him. You have value. Do you see our story? We got a pretty good story, don't we say? Amen? That's what it's about. They're still shepherds. They're so afraid. A lot of them are scared of Christians. I'm scared of some Christians. I'm serious. I was in at a park not long ago. And a person came to me. I couldn't get away fast enough. Just talking, crazy talk about Jesus. And it was just crazy. And I thought, please, God, let me get out of here. I'm in a parade, walking downtown Inglewood Parade back in September. Another one. Boom, right there. Going to win the world. Scared me. I mean, not that I'm scared of her. I just couldn't wait to get away from her. Are you listening or not? Is that the truth? Yes or no? How many have ever experienced it? Let me see your hand. Don't be that. They're scared to death of Christians. They're scared of dying. We've already talked about that. Okay, they're so afraid. Keep looking. So, they're still shepherds, guys. Listen, they're open to the message of Jesus. They're open to the message. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. You know what the shepherds said after they heard the story? Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. That's the goal, guys. Sow that seed. Share that story so that when you leave and when I leave, they might say, you know, I like them. They were nice. And what they had to say was not wild-eyed. It was the truth. Why don't we go out there on Sunday to that fellowship church and just check it out? You think that's the truth? Sure it is. Or better yet, after you talk to them, they say, you know, I believe I'm going to, best I know how, put my faith in the Lord. I'm going to do that best I know how. I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to trust Him, and I'm going to believe He died for me and rose for me, and I'm going to do it. Isn't that what it's all about? They're still shepherds. Let's go and see. That's what they said. Let's go and see. Guys, that's on us now. We're the body. And they can be forever changed. And the shepherds returned. The shepherds returned. Doing what? Glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd heard and seen as it was what? Told them. That's the goal. That's the goal. As we go and tell that people's lives will be forever changed. And people that used to cuss God like me will praise God. Amen? People like my drunk mama who didn't ever want to go to church or care about people all of a sudden became a lover of God and a lover of people. And started caring and giving and sharing and doing, forever changed. What changed us? The story. The greatest story ever told was told to us. Amen? Pretty good, isn't it, say? Come on, guys. I'm trying to encourage you today. By the way, they're shepherds, hard-working folk. But you know what? They're still wise men. They're still wise men. This is why you need to tell this story. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that's born king of the Jews? For we've seen a star in the east, and we're come to worship him. There are still wise men. What do I mean? There are people today that are bright, they're smart. Man, our world's full of them. And they have what? That's okay. That's okay. People ought to have questions. It's okay to have questions. We're to be able to give the answers. That's why you need to read your Bible. Would you say this with me? I need to read my Bible. Say that with me. I need to read my... Can we say it again? I need to read my... Why? So that I can help myself and grow in the Lord. It increases my faith, by the way, when I read the Word. But it also puts me in a position so that I can maybe be a blessing and a help to somebody else. But the church has gone nuts today on that too. We read and we learn so that we can show other people how much we know. And we don't like that. And the world doesn't like that. I want to go to a doctor who knows something, not so he can sit there and tell me all he knows. I want to go to the doctor who knows something so that he can fix my problem. Amen, say. I don't want him to lecture me about all he knows and he knows and he knows and he knows. I'm going to go, hey, dude, I'm hurting here. How about look over here at me? I got a problem. We need to be able to give those answers to people. They're looking for the light. Wise men are smart. And women, they're smart. A lot of smart people still on this planet, guys, who they know that everybody has an individual retina. And we all have an individual fingerprint. And not everybody's has bit this bull that everything just blew up and here we are. There's a lot of people that understand we must have a designer. And if you would be the one that could share with them, even though you might not have all the degrees they have, I understand that. Listen, but you could be the one that could go to them with some knowledge about this great God and this great Savior from the Bible. Amen? And to be able to share. Okay? They're looking. And by the way, they're willing to worship. They're willing to worship. These wise men were willing to worship. There are people today that are still willing to worship. They're all over this planet. They're all over this community, all over this town. There's people right now. There's working folks. There's wealthy folks. There's smart folks. You know, whatever. Don't count anybody out. This is the greatest story ever told. You talk about, I watched the other night the Holyfield-Tyson fights. Holyfield and Tyson. I don't know if you like boxing. Anyway, it's always good for me to see Mike Tyson get beat up. I like it, so whatever. But anyway, so I was watching it the other night. And Bill is one of the greatest fights. And I enjoyed it. But I'm going to tell you something. This is the greatest story. This is the greatest story. And you've got Jesus Christ. You've got the Holy Spirit, the living God, to help you share the story. Are you kidding me? Get ready for a knockout, baby. Get ready for a knockout. Because people, they still want to worship. They still want to hear. They still want to know. But it's on you and me to tell it. Amen? Did we get it clear today pretty much? So go tell it. Rod, you got anything more for me? Oh, here we go. You're the light of the world, Jesus says. You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. That's one thing I love about our campus. If you ride by out here, we ain't hiding. Have you noticed that? Say, we got you going and we got you coming. We angle the building down there towards that stop sign. If you get out there at that stop sign, get out your car and look back at this building, and it's looking at you going, hello. We didn't face it towards Parade. We didn't face it towards Rotunda West. We faced it towards that stop sign. Why? Because I wanted, the Lord helped me, I believe, I wanted when people turn that corner, you're going to see us. Little did I know back in the day when we made that decision that it was going to stand out like it did. And it didn't matter which way we faced it. Amen? But I love the fact that all the doors, all the glass, everything is facing that away saying, you're welcome here. Our architect, when he came and visited this building, he said, it looks like your building has arms wide open. Saying, welcome. I couldn't get a better compliment than that about our church. Amen? But this building ain't worth a hoot unless we, the body, have those arms wide open. Amen? Y'all listening today? Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. You're the light of the world. Men don't light a candle and put it under some kind of basket. But they put it on a candlestick to light the house and to give light to everybody in that house. Let your light so shine. Before men, let it shine, baby. Let it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know what? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. One more time. Shine all over Inglewood. I'm going to let it shine. Come on. Shine all over Inglewood. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Listen, that's what we're about. Let your light so shine before men. That they may see your good works. The church went crazy on that one again. Look at me. Look at how good I am. Look at what I do. Look at what I do. We forgot the last part. And glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That's why we want to let our light shine. That's why when we do good, it's not so people can say, look how good you are. Look how good you're doing. Look how great you are. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. The whole idea is to let them see Jesus. Amen? And to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. So, you and I are the light of the world. and we're done, aren't we, Rod? You're killing me back there. They ain't looking for a star. I think the church, the world today is wore out of these star Christians. Even good ones that are superstars on TV that you see, which is a few, they even paint them with a brush that says pathetic. They're not looking for a star, guys. They're looking for sincerity. They're looking for somebody who's genuine. They're looking for someone who's real, who's just like they are, lost. Amen? I don't want to ever get over being saved, but I also don't want to ever get over being lost. I'm glad I was lost, so I know I'm found now. I don't want to ever lose my vision of where I was when I was lost. Because I'll lose my way with folk if I do that. Sincere and genuine. We're the body of Christ here on the earth, just making the case today. Let's be like Mary and Joseph, okay? Let's carry and deliver Jesus to the world. Are y'all ready to do that? Carry and deliver this message. Be like an angel. Be like an angel. Praise and glorify God by doing what? Sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen? We're the body of Christ here on the earth. That's who we are. Say it 1, 2, 3 real loud. 1, 2, 3. I believe we got it. Come on. If you didn't get that, we just unloaded all over you. Come on. You had to get that message today. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on. I love you being here today. It did.